The big brains behind the movie adaptations to the 3 volumes of Twilight fan fiction incorporated some constructive feedback from their first 2 trips around the block. 50 Shades Freed feels like it has more scenes from the books, which made them so popular with the slightly embarrassed housewives who showed up at the bookstores by the Honda Odyssey wagon load to purchase the titillating installments. I mean, Anastasia and Christian spend more time in the Red Room, and they open the curiosity cabinets to use a bunch of the toys one can only imagine are hiding in there. The nauseating subplots of the mysterious man trying to kill everybody, the inexplicable work lives of our sexually ambitious couple, and only the 3rd worst script of the 3 combine to form another turkey of a movie, but one which at least attempts to push beyond the PG-13 boundary it previously cowered behind. The only reason 50 Shades sold the absurd amount of units that it did was because of the intense bondage and domination sessions most romance novels skip over. E.L. James brought out into the open ideas and hidden desires most couples never talk about, because they are too ashamed to admit they might be into those things. Anastasia Steele, played by Dakota Johnson, and Christian Grey, played by Jamie Dornan, were most likely responsible for the uptick in adult store profits and emergency room visits due to improper use. This is why 50 Shades Freed is the best film of the 3. Anastasia and Christian do it in a sleek sports car. They do it on a kitchen table that their guests will sit down at in a few hours. They do it on a boat. They use ice cream. They use things which require batteries. And they use things that I think I know what they are, but I am not quite sure of. It's about time. The first 2 films played coy. They were more than happy to take the money of couples celebrating Valentine's Day, but it gave them limited nudity, almost all boobs, strategic sheet placement, and focused more on conversations about what Christian may do to Anastasia than what he actually does to her. This is 50 Shades, folks. Take advantage of the opportunity. The audience expects a level of risque situations. They want to brag to their friends they saw the new 50 Shades, and it was heavy. The first 2 movies did not give them that chance, and neither does the 3rd, but compared to its predecessors, it may as well be low-level porn. Alas, this is cinema based on poorly written porn. Therefore, during scenes where Anastasia and Christian are not locking each other up to the bedpost, they're talking. We get to listen to 2 people incapable of complex thought talk about whether or not they should have kids. Usually, the couple would talk about finances, time management, and their expectations for the future. These 2 are more accusatory and fret that a kid would decrease their time in the Red Room. In fact, the Red Room would probably become the nursery. I bet there are already a few items in the Red Room, which could function as a rattle or a teething ring. Money is no matter, as there are plenty of scenes of billionaire porn sprinkled throughout. Previously, Christian's unexplained money bought helicopter rides, a glider ride, jewelry, and cars. Now we get a house, a global honeymoon, private security, and an Aspen palace. The links the script goes to hide what it is Christian does to earn his largesse is laughable. He frequently goes to important meetings when the plot requires Anastasia to be alone, but these meetings are immediately jettisoned when Anastasia is attacked, doesn't immediately change her last name on her office voicemail, or sneezes. As for Anastasia's editing gig, she is promoted to fiction editor, but spends barely enough time in the office to make a coffee ring stain, and certainly not enough time to read manuscripts. No wonder most of her office looks at her and sees naked nepotism over merit. Her office mates also ignore Christian's warning signs, as most of the female audience will. Christian barges right into Anastasia's office during a meeting, acts all hurt about why she still uses her maiden name, and this is all the day after the honeymoon ends. Creepy. While Christian changes a bit as a character, opening up more, singing Paul McCartney while playing the piano, and being just a bit less of a sociopath than he has been up to this point, Anastasia is also changing. She's confident. She dresses down and threatens a woman ogling Christian, and immediately initiates Audi sports car sex after a chase scene. Oh, how they grow up so fast. There are other characters floating in the periphery like a brother or a good friend, who may have been in the earlier films, but they make no impact, are frequently confused with one another, and contribute to the overall mess that is blessedly the end of this adaptation experiment. I have no doubt an actual hardcore porn version of this material would be more believable, coherent, and far more enjoyable than what this trilogy turned out to be. At least it wouldn't lie and try and hide what its purpose is. That is why I give 50 Shades Freed 1.5 out of 4 stars.